This is North Shore High School basketball tonight. Live coverage of the Salem-Peabody game from Salem High School. Boys action. Both teams entering the game with 4-2 records for tonight's game. Peabody last year, 10 wins, 10 losses. Salem a year ago, a great season, 21-4, but they've lost to all their players from last year's team. Thad Broughton is in his sixth year as head coach at Peabody High School, while former Salem High player and head coach Tom Doyle enters tonight's game. He's in his 14th season here at Salem High School. We have both coaches coming up, Thad Broughton from Peabody High School, Tom Doyle from Salem High. And just a moment ago, the JV team, the Peabody team, defeated Salem in a tight one by just 2 points, or 3 points, rather. So what we'll do is we'll step aside. The coaches are next right here on North Shore High School Basketball on MSO News Sports.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodright Double Hung Insert Window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Welcome back. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Peabody coach Thad Broughton. And Thad, we're here tonight against Salem, and you know, what's your take on how do you see this game tonight?
This is a great game always. You know, we look forward to this game every year. Most of these kids know each other growing up, playing in, you know, local sports leagues together, whether it be football, basketball, or baseball. So we know their kids, they know us, and, you know, we're, you know, border rivals, so it should be a fun game.
Yeah, I know. Peabody, Salem's always kind of been a great rivalry in whatever sport it's been. Tell me about your season so far this year. 4 wins, 2 losses. Where would you put the thumbs up and where maybe the thumbs down?
Yeah, we started off a little bit slow. We were 1-2, and we've won our last 3 games to put us at 4-2. So lately we've been playing the type of basketball that we want to. For us, to be honest with you, you know, we got to defend better. You know, as a coach, you're always looking for ways to improve, and on the defensive end is where we have to be stronger. We just have to be better. And offensively, I feel like we're slowly starting to get where I want to get to, but on the defensive end is where we've been putting a lot of emphasis.
You know, I saw your game against Masconomet, or at least part of the game against Masconomet, and I thought one of the things I noticed I thought about your team was you had balance. In other words, or
that, you know, there wasn't any one player that you could defend against. You had some balance. Everyone kind of handled the ball relatively well, and there was some quickness, there was rebounding, there was, you know, some quickness as well.
Yeah, we have three guys, really, that have led us offensively all year. Sophomore Chris Canella, and then two seniors, Matt D'Amato and Junior Estrella. And those guys can lead us in scoring on any given night. And we got some other players that fill in as well, like Moise Irizarry. He's a center, 6'4". He's been a four-year varsity player for us. So we have some areas where we know some guys can score, and that's been one of our strengths, is being able to spread it around.
You know, I know tonight's game, Salem, this team might be a little bit different than past Salem teams, but yet, what is it unique that Salem presents to opponents that, you know, that is different, that is, say, Salem?
Yeah, Salem always plays hard. You know, when you come to Salem and you play these guys, they're always going to be ready. And that's the biggest thing, is we have to match their intensity tonight. We have to come out and we have to play just as hard as they do and execute. It really comes down to execution in the end. And I feel like if we can execute, we can run what we want to run and stay with these guys, you know, we'll be in good shape.
Any injuries, illnesses to worry about?
No. Knock on wood, so far so good.
Okay. Coach, if you could just run down your starting lineup for our listeners, who's going to be starting for PVD, and tell me a little bit about the starting five.
Sure. At the guard position, we have Chris Canella. He's a sophomore guard. He's averaging 12 points and 4 assists per game, doing a heck of a job for us. He's just going to get better and better. Matty D'Amato, he's a senior guard. He's averaging 14 points, 4 assists, and a real good three-point shooter. We're looking for big things for him. Next up is Junior Estrella. He's a senior forward. He's about 6'3". He's averaging 16 points and 8 rebounds and then 2 blocks per game. He's one of those guys that's versatile. He can go inside and outside. He can shoot the 3, but he can also go down low and get us rebounds. So, you know, having a player like that is always a huge advantage. Down low, we have Jake Daugherty, a football player, looking to play football at the next level. He's about 6'1", forward, does a heck of a job for us on the rebounds, brings that edge, brings that toughness, brings that intensity. And then the other guy in the starting lineup is Will Diesman. He's a senior forward. He's about 6'3", just does a fantastic job, does all the little things that we need, sets the screens, plays great defense, gets loose balls and rebounds, and so far, you know, so good. We took a couple games to kind of, I guess, find our identity, but I feel like now we're starting to figure out who we are.
All right, Coach, well, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thad Broughton, head basketball coach at Peabody High School, playing at Salem tonight. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features 2 separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Andruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
And we're back, joined by Tom Doyle, head boys basketball coach at Salem High School. And Tom, you guys are 4-2, 4-1 on the season so far this year. And just some thoughts on how things have gone.
Yeah, you know, off to a good start, replacing everybody, replacing the whole starting lineup and the first couple guys off the bench from last year. Some guys have stepped up nicely so far to start the year. And we got four nice wins, and we got a tough loss to Everett, one of the best teams in the area, in an exempt game, and we lost to a Gloucester, a much improved Gloucester team up at their place. So, you know, we're a progression, and the kids are working hard and trying to get better every game.
How would you say you have been getting better since the start of the season?
Just the experience playing varsity minutes against you know, talent and other good talented players, and we're starting to make a few more plays, you know, less mistakes, and play a little more defense. So, you know, we're starting to see a little more success on the court.
And what do you expect with the Peabody game tonight, your opponent?
Peabody returns a lot of firepower from last year. They're an excellent team, well coached, and so I expect to go up against a very good team, and we're going to have to play very well tonight.
Question. Well, last question on Peabody. Are they unique in any way to any of the opponents that you faced during the year?
I don't know if they're unique, but they have size, they have athletic ability, they have shooters, so they have a little balance of everything. So they're a tough team to defend, where they have so many different weapons.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Coach, because I actually talked to that earlier, and I saw them earlier this year, and I kind of sense that too, that they're pretty balanced, and it's, you can't really key on one person or you're going to get burned.
Definitely not. Well-balanced team and with a lot of experience.
All right, Coach, if you can shoot through your starting lineup for us for tonight's game for Salem High.
Sure. Number one, Henny Vlon is a junior guard, shooter, you know, will shoot the three, can take it to the basket, very good defender. Number three, Anthony Pena, senior guard, has really stepped up nicely this year for us and done a nice job handling the ball. And he can score, he can pass, he can do whatever's needed on a given night. Nate LeBron is a junior guard, forward, plays the swing position, can shoot the three, can go to the hoop. You know, had a monster game up at Gloucester with like 24 points and 14 rebounds. So he's a guy that's really stepped up, and I think he's our leading scorer to date. Raymond Reyes is our senior captain, number 15, big guy. And when I say big guy, he's probably 5'10", playing center. But really does a nice job. Almost had a double. It was 9 points, 10 rebounds over at Danvers the other night in a close game. And Ethan Espinal is a junior guard, junior point guard, who really stepped up the other night and hit 5 threes in the fourth quarter. And the game winner at the buzzer for us the other night at Danvers.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Tom Doyle, head basketball coach at Salem High School. We're back with more right after this here on MSO News Sports.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. The atmosphere is casual, the staff friendly and attentive, the food fantastic.
From pub grub, appetizers, soup, salad, or sandwiches, to burgers, chicken, seafood, pasta dishes, or decadent desserts, everything's prepared to perfection. So make plans to meet at Sylvan Street. Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Check out their website, sylvanstreetgrill.com. Better yet, go in and find out for yourself what the buzz is all about. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to Salem High School. Bill Newell here, courtside, getting ready for tonight's game between Salem and Peabody. The starting lineups have been introduced here. Henny Vlahn, for Salem High School. You just heard Coach Doyle give his starters, Anthony Pena, Nate LeBrun, Raymond Reyes, and Ethan Espinal for Peabody High School. They will have Jake Doherty, Matt D'Amato, Junior Estrella, Will Diesman, and Chris Canella. You know, you talk about football players on this team. You got Jake Doherty, Matt D'Amato, Moise Irizarry, also Janelle Espinal and Adrian Madrano, all playing football for Peabody High School. Peabody coming out from their bench right beside us here. Thad Broughton is their head coach, again in his sixth year here at Peabody High School. Tom Doyle, head coach at Salem High School. They've got the dark blue away uniforms, does Peabody. They'll be going to the far end of the court to start tonight's game. Jumping the ball for Salem High School, Nate LeBrun going up against Junior Estrella.
Most of those videos are not even there anymore because of the score.
And the ball is in the air. The tip is up, and it's controlled on a hop in the backcourt by Peabody High School. Matt D'Amato with it for Peabody High School. Gets it up to a high post, exchanges. Here's a take to the basket there by Junior Estrella. Shot doesn't go off the boards and the rim. Salem pulls down the rebound. Up court come the Witches. A pull-up three from the left corner is a little bit short by Nate LeBrun. Defensive rebound by Peabody High School. With the board for the Tanners, Chris Canella. Up court he comes to the left with a pass. Off on the left for a Junior Estrella. Holds it two hands. Back off on the right side for Canella. Way down in the right corner for D'Amato. Back up top. They try to work it to the post. The ball is tipped away. Salem comes up with it. Anthony Pena with the take to the basket. He lays it in, and he is fouled. Anthony Pena with the 2 points. The first 2 points of tonight's game. Drawing the foul. We're going to have trouble with our fouls here. We apologize for that. So it's either Canella or Estrella with the personal foul. And the rebound, the shot is missed, and it is a Salem board, or rather a Peabody rebound. Up court come the Tanners. A runner is on the rim, and it falls through for Junior Estrella. Good, strong take to the basket by Estrella, coming straight down the paint from the top of the circle, right down through the key. 6:54 to go, first quarter. Game tied at 2, Salem basketball. Witches working it around a zone defense here by Peabody High School. Here's a left wing three taken there by the Witches, in and out off the fingertips of Ethan Espinal. Offensive board, though, by Salem. A spin, a take on the left baseline to the basket by Raymond Reyes. Doesn't go. Peabody board. Up court off for Matt D'Amato. Into the corner. Two-hand pass up top to Estrella. Off on the left wing, a three by Canella goes down but comes back out. It doesn't go. The rebound is loose on the floor. And it will be a Peabody basketball on the end line. 6:21 to go, first quarter. Game tied at 2, Peabody and Salem. Inbounds pass from the end line goes into the corner. A three from the left corner by D'Amato. Little short rebound, or the loose ball is really picked up by Salem High School. Espinal. Off to his teammate, Anthony Pena. Up court, a three from the right corner by Salem. That's no good. That was taken by Nate LeBrun. Here come the Tanners going from the near end to the far end of the court. Up, and they flip it to the right base, and a take to the basket. A traveling call against Chris Canella. We remain tied at 2. Salem basketball in backcourt. Pena working with to his left is Nate LeBrun. Up court again, looking at that zone defense. Take to the basket, kick out to the left corner. Vlahn, a three from there, no good. Rebound tipped around. Witches get it. A turnaround put back and in by Nate LeBrun is good. Salem up by 2, 4-2, 5:33 to go in the first quarter. Pass to the foul line, kicked back out by the Tanners, Doherty, Jake Doherty. Left block take to the basket and a strong take by Junior Estrella. Oh, man, he got a swinging, flying, kind of a half hook for the 2 points. We're tied at four with 5:14 to go first quarter. Salem basketball here at Salem. Drive along the left baseline. They kick it back out up top to Nate LeBrun. Henny Blon exchanging up high with Pena to the foul line. Ball is loose, picked up though by the Salem. Now batted free, out of bounds. Knocked away by Jake Doherty, and second time he swatted at the ball, it went out of bounds over the end line. Salem basketball on the end line. Going out of the game for Peabody High School is Will Diesman. Moise Arizari is into the game for the Tanners. You can put this on, Coach, if you want to here. Yeah, put that right on there. Salem inbounds pass comes up for the and a jump shot by Raymond Reyes is no good. A little bit short, and the ball goes over the sidelines. It'll be a Salem basketball. I'm just getting the ball here. Scott Connolly, the athletic director at Salem High School, is joining us here. This doesn't get you out of doing the halftime with us, you know,
no,
Scott.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Henny Blon, a three from way out on the right wing. Doesn't go. Air ball. Tanners pull down the rebound. Canella up court, working with Junior Estrella. He's got the four Tanner points. Spins to the foul line. Kicks it out to D'Amato in the left corner. Back down to the block. And they take and a shot by Canella. Doesn't go. Rebound kick to the sidelines by the Witches. Saved by Salem. And up court, Henny Blon with a save. Off for Espinal, a strong take from the right side, doesn't go. Rebound is pulled down by the Tanners. Espinal, up court, little shake. Comes to the left with a pass into the left corner. A three attempt there by D'Amato, doesn't go. Here comes Salem back. Up and down action right now here in the first quarter. A drive, a take, and a foul as Espinal was going to the basket. That was on maybe D'Amato? One. That's the trouble with being over here, Scott.
Yeah,
we just can't quite see the officials as well.
You don't get great angles either at the numbers.
Free throw is good by Salem. They're up 5-4. Basket there by Jonel Espinal. Second one is in the air. That's good. So two free throws by the Witches, and they're up 6-4. Well, how have things been here this year, Scott?
So far, great. You know, if you look at our starting five out there, you got five new faces, and obviously, Coach Joe does a great job getting them ready for each game, and we knew this one was going to be a good one tonight. So we're looking forward to it. You know, it's funny to see, you hear some of these names during the football season. Like the Doherty kid, I know, was a good fullback for them, and the quarterbacks out there, right?
D'Amato.
So it's nice to put to see them play on the basketball court too.
And as a football coach, here's a three by Anthony Pena. He drains that. He now has 5 points, the two free throws, and now that three, and Salem goes up 9-4. You know, as a football coach, Scott, you probably love to see these football players out on the field. You know, it's not the day, and there's a three. Is that a three or a two? No, it was a two. That was a three.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, 15. Nine, seven, our score. Salem is up. They have the basketball. Kicking it off in the left corner. Blonde with it. Driving it with a pass up top with Ethan Espinal. Left corner, a drive, a blocking foul. LeBrun with the take to the basket for Salem, and the blocking foul got this one. It's right in front of us, Jake Doherty. Told Dave Neville we'll see him at the half to check these fouls here earlier.
Absolutely. And Dave does a great job for us. Our whole table, Dave and Ray Goff here, have been around forever. And,
oh, man, yeah.
We are just lucky to have them at the table.
Back years ago when I was here doing games for WESX, Ray would be out refereeing these games.
Well, that's it's nice to have someone who's seen it from all angles working our clock for us. So.
Absolutely, yeah.
Our clock's always pretty much right on.
Oh, man, he's sharp, too. Yeah, good guy. Salem basketball. Ball tipped to the sidelines by the Peabody bench out of bounds. Witches have it on the sidelines left. 2:40 to go. First quarter, they are leading by 2 points, 9-7. Any other winter sports news here, Scott? Any updates for us here?
The girls' team, if you look, their record doesn't show it, but, man, did they play hard. And Fortunato, Coach Forch is doing a great job with them. Each game they're out there working hard, and they're over in Peabody tonight, as you know. We have our swim team in action right now over at Salem State University. And they're having a good year also.
That was Raymond Reyes with a lay-in. Back to Tanners with 2 points as well. Isarari with the 2 points. It's still a two-point game now. Salem up by the 2 points, 11-9. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Three from the right wing. No, the follow-up is in and out. Good attempt by John L. Espinal for Salem. Doesn't go. Here come the Tanners back. And the shot is missed. Right baseline rebound. Pulled down by Salem High School's Anthony Pena. Up court.
Yeah.
It is Gaskins
Vinny,
for the
yeah.
take. Yeah.
And there's another, like I said, another football guy had a great year for us on the football field. And you'll see the minutes he plays out there, he does a great job. There's no off switch for him. He's on all the time.
Tanners with a two from the left block. Doesn't go. Air ball. Salem up 13-9, and they have the basketball. Up top, Ethan Espinal, a three, got it.
You know, he hit one similar over at Danvers last week, Friday night, to win the game pretty much, and he's feeling it. And it's good to see that because he wasn't taking those shots early on.
Timeout. So, yeah, timeout here. And, Scott, that was quite a game, that over in Danvers, right?
You know, I was here for our girls' game, but I was following on Twitter, and actually my son was over at the game on the bench with the Salem High team, was keeping me updated, and it seemed like a great game. And I know Ethan came down and hit a shot similar to that with seemed to be no time left. They ended up putting like 1.8 back on the clock, and Davis had a shot, fumbled it out of bounds, game over. So from what I hear, it was just a great game to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Here we are, about a minute six to go in the first quarter. Salem is leading 16-9. Here they've busted out a little bit here in the end of the first quarter. Listen to North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 o'clock right here on MSO News Sports with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. MSO News Sports delivers a local radio newscast every day on our North Shore Today Post. The North Shore Today Post features audio, photos, and text news updates as well. Peabody to inbound. Junior Estrella on the end line. Gives it off to a Matt D'Amato. And the Tanners come up court, trailing by the 7 points. Trying to stay in contact here with the Witches here. Pass is stolen away by LeBron. A take to the basket. It hangs on the rim and falls through for him. Nate LeBron. 18-9. Salem's doubled up on Peabody. Isarari with a pass down low into the paint. A shot is put up there by Junior Estrella. Doesn't go. There's a foul underneath. It's on Salem. On Reyes. What's new with the Connollys? What's up with you guys, anyways?
Not much. Doing well, We got four kids at home, and some will be a freshman next year up here. So,
Here's LeBron with a take, almost a coast-to-coast take for the Witches, and he lays it in for 2 points. It's 20-9, Salem. Well, the Witches were a little slow arriving here tonight for the warm-ups, but they've shown up here for sure with just seconds to go in the first quarter.
Absolutely.
Here come the Tanners back. A dish off underneath for the layup, and it goes in and out off the fingertips of Isarari. Oh, that was a tough one.
That was halfway down.
I know.
That was. Yeah.
And the quarter comes to an end with Salem leading Peabody 20-9 here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Salem High School. Bill Newell along with Salem High Athletic Director Scott Connolly with us here courtside. At the end of one quarter, Salem leading 20-9 over Peabody High School. Another big game tonight is that Beverly Marblehead game. We'll try to keep an eye on that one for you, see if we catch any scores on that a little bit later on tonight. Shot is missed by Salem, and Peabody pulls down the rebound, and they start up court. Ball tipped away. D'Amato goes back and gets it, turns it up court. Here's a take to the basket, and a flying runner by Estrella is good. Junior Estrella with 2 points here in the second quarter. 20-11 the score. Salem three from the right corner doesn't go. Matt D'Amato the rebound up court. D'Amato over midcourt, weaving left, now back right to the right wing, down into the right corner with a pass. Back up to D'Amato on the wing, goes cross-court left side with a pass for Urban. Down left block for Estrella to the drive on the baseline, an offensive foul. Ooh, that's a tough one. Back far away from us. But boy, he elevates, he's quick, and he's not afraid. He's had so many takes already at the basket tonight.
He can definitely elevate, that's for sure. You can see that when he comes through. He's quite an athlete.
Junior Estrella for Peabody High School. 20-11 the score. 7 minutes to play first half. Salem with that home with the home white uniforms here. Working it into the right side now. A bounce pass into the paint. Scramble, loose ball. Peabody has it. Oh, that was Anuaga with the loose ball pickup in the paint for the Tanners into the game. Big guy, big body. And it is D'Amato with it up top. Around on the left for Urban. Three from him. It's short. And the Salem rebound by Gaskins. Up court, Espinal. A runner on the rim and in by Anthony Pena.
Ooh. Yeah, I tell you, he's had a great year so far for the Witches. And just a great kid, too. And I'm really happy to see him succeeding out there. He's playing excellent.
Peabody works it inside, and now the ball is knocked away. Kind of mishandled it. Salem comes up with a loose ball. With the pass, Ethan Espinal comes up to the foul line, kicks a pass into the left corner. A three attempt there is good by Pena. 25-11. Five quick points by the Witches here. Bounce pass into the paint by Peabody. Stolen away. Witches come back. Give and go. Pass to the right. A lay in by LeBron. Timeout Peabody. 27-11. Salem has taken a lead.
Yeah, that was a pretty good timeout call right there. There's some momentum going right there for Salem. That's for sure.
Scott, what year did you graduate from Salem High School?
1991.
Okay.
So it's a 91 grad from Salem High, and then went on to Bridgeton Academy.
Yeah.
And then up to Ithaca College for 4 years.
Okay.
And on the Springfield for grad school, so.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Now, where were you just before you came back to Salem? Where were you out?
I was at the Fieldston School in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in we were in New York City in Westchester County for about 10 years before I came back to Salem. That was after
now, that would be a private school in the
Bronx?
Yeah,
it was the Fieldston School right in Riverdale, Bronx area of New York City. So
yeah, I've got a daughter in the Bronx now, too.
Oh, you do?
Funny how things change
here.
Oh,
I tell you, we lived in Manhattan for about 6 years, and that was a great time before we had our first child, and it was a lot of fun. Yep.
I know. All my kids had gone down to New York, and so, you know, like, what was it, 20...
15 years ago, you know, I hardly ever stepped into the city, but now, you know, you know it. You
right,
know,
exactly.
As
That's
much
right.
as...
Visiting them and hanging out.
Yeah, so, yeah, Manhattan, she's... of all places, I think she lived two blocks from Yankee Stadium, or like three blocks, whatever
wasn't
it was.
Far. We were 246th Street, so we were about five blocks from Yankee Stadium is where the school I was at was. So,
oh,
yeah,
wow. That's funny.
It's a fun area.
She's moved now, but she's still one of them is still in the Bronx. Still the other Bronx. One's just outside of New York now. It's 27-11 our score. Peabody has the basketball here in the second quarter. 5:25 to play first half. Tanner's work it down left corner. D'Amato with three from there. No, tipped around. Loose ball picked up by Peabody. A take, a basket, and a foul. Estrella with the 2 points. So Estrella will go to the line looking for that three-point play.
Does he play any other sports for Peabody?
Wait a minute
sure
here.
He's a good athlete, I'll tell you. He can.
He's not on the football team.
He's not. Okay.
No.
Okay.
He's not on my list. I have a little checklist of the guys on the football team for Peabody, but I don't think he was on there. Dietzman with a shot that doesn't go. It's deflected, and it is a Salem ball as they work it up on the left wing. Williamson. Back around the perimeter, a three from the right wing. A lot of threes taken here tonight.
Yeah.
LeBron
yeah.
misses, and the rebound is pulled down by the Tanners. Estrella all the way up court himself, drops it off for his teammate, Josh Callahan. And they work it down low, and it's stolen away. Salem steal there by Williamson. And here's a take to the basket and a lay-in by Anthony Pena. 29-13 the score. Salem. 4:26 to play in the first half. Pull-up jump shot, no good by Peabody's Callahan. Rebound Salem. Well, they're getting all the boards tonight, no big offensive boards, really. And now a offensive call here against Salem.
Yeah, that's the thing that surprised me looking at Peabody's size and the amounts of the rebounds that we're getting, not just shows the tough scrappiness of the Witches this year, really is pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a hallmark, I think, of Salem teams. Yeah. And Peabody's actually getting the ball. They're getting stopped before they even get the shot off a lot of times here tonight here in this first half. Here's Estrella with a basket. Take and follow-up is put up and in. As soon as we tell Peabody they don't get an offensive board, there's Junior Estrella to set us straight with
Absolutely.
A take and a rebound offensive board and a quick putback. And again, that elevation, he goes up, takes a shot, and on his way down, he puts it back in.
Tough to stop that. It really is. As you said it, his elevation is impressive.
Back on the defensive side of the football, Chabugan Owago with a block defensively for Peabody High School down underneath. Back up court comes the Tanners, and the ball swatted out of bounds by Salem on the sidelines. 29-15 the score. Salem leads. Peabody ball. Yeah, that's tough. You miss a shot, you're going down, you get the rebound and put it back on in before you even hit the floor. Oh, man. Callahan on the left side, almost threw it away. Doherty saves him, though. A three by Doherty on the right wing, no. Rebound Salem, and a traveling violation. Tanner's finally catching a break or two here. Well, you know, those great Danvers teams the last few years, you know, with Scott, they would force turnovers again before you got those shots off.
Yeah.
You know, they would
yep.
just be tenacious defensively. And Salem's, I think, very similar in that regard, too.
Yeah, this like I said, their toughness and grittiness and, you know, never give up type of attitude is there all game long. So
Salem, or Peabody basketball, excuse me, a turnaround jump shot by Irizarry is good for the Tanners. And it's 29-17. Ball goes out of bounds. Is it touched by anybody, such as a Tanner? No, it'll be a Peabody basketball. Salem turnover.
Hmm.
And they haven't had a lot of those
no,
in the first
that's,
half.
That's probably, you know, one of the first ones I've seen, at least in this quarter.
You know, I've seen some sloppy games this year so far, you know. But here is a turnover by Peabody, a missed shot. And here's a take to the basket by Salem. No. And the rebound is pulled down there by the Tanners. Angwanga with the rebound. Tanners coming in. Estrella lost a handle on it. Teammate picks it up, puts it back up and in.
Yeah, that was a great pickup by number five there. He was in the right place at the right time.
Angwanga.
Right,
yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Kind of a violation here, a timeout.
Timeout.
Timeout. Yep. 29-19, 10-point game. I could give you a roster here now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
Scott. That's why I bring extras here. There you go.
Excellent. Thank you.
Although I do not have my pronunciation here for number five here for
gotcha.
The Tanners.
Yep.
Chabugan Onwango.
Onwango. Yeah, that was a nice
So
play
you get sure
there.
You get that
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
To save me, because I won't get it
Onwango,
right.
Onwango, yep.
Yeah.
That was a great pickup and layup he just had there. So.
How do you miss football, Coach
Conley? You know what? I tell you, coaching the youth, really helped the last few years. Obviously, it's not as intense and not at the same level, but, to a point it is. We try to teach them the fundamentals, and you still get that game day type intensity, and that's the part that you miss, and you get that. Not so much the everyday grind as the high school, but it's there, But we, I tell you, we got our head football coach, Matt Bouchard, is doing a great job. And the kids are really wanting, a lot of the youth kids kind of down with the youth. And we get a good crew down with the youth that all kind of hoping that we keep these kids in Salem and keep them coming to the high school. And that can make a difference.
Yeah, he does a nice job, Matt Bouchard, yep. Salem High football coach. Good guy as well.
And great guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Top notch.
Salem basketball leading 29-19 into the paint. A pass goes, and it's taken away by Ungawa. And the Tanners have the basketball. Almost a turnover. Canella up top. Here's a shot. No good. The follow-up put up by Estrella. No. Salem gets the loose ball and the rebound. That's Ethan Espinal with it. Espinal up court with a dribble. Right hand to the left hand. Now into the left corner with a pass and a take. To the basket, a shot is blocked, and the follow-up to the right corner, a three attempt, no, and the rebound is pulled down by Peabody High School.
Yep.
Onwango with that rebound, up court to D'Amato, and a two-point jump shot is put in there by Arizari.
Yep.
29-21, Peabody creeping back here, down 8 points with a minute to go in the first half. Salem basketball. Gaskins off on the right to LeBron. Back to Gaskins up top. Exchange is way up high with Espinal. Salem taking a little time off the clock here. Something they haven't done a lot of here tonight for sure. Here's a three by Pena on the left wing. No, rebound tipped around Salem. Great effort there by Isaiah Williamson. Shot missed, and Peabody gets the boards, and they have the basketball with 36 seconds to go first half. A pull-up three in and out, tipped up and in. A two-point tip in by Estrella. Oh, man.
Man, I tell you, it's scary how much he rises above the rim, and when he gets a touch like that, that's, like I said before, it's tough to stop.
I mean, when you have a player like his, like those are incredible skills that he's showing us
without
out there
question.
Right now.
Yeah, no question.
Junior Estrella for Peabody High School. Now Salem with 10 seconds, waiting, outside, working it off on the right wing. LeBron a three, and it goes up over the rim, or the backboard, excuse me.
Yeah.
And so Peabody will have the ball with 3.2 seconds, length of the court to go. 29-23, Salem leading. Late run here by the Tanners in the end of the first half. Inbounds pass to D'Amato, a three from midcourt, wide left.
I'll tell you, quick first half.
Yeah.
I mean, not many whistles blown. And
it is a Salem lead at the half, 29-23. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. We're at the half here at Salem High School. The score, Salem 29, Peabody 23. Scott Connolly, the athletic director from Salem High School, was to join us here at the half. He just had to run away. Something came up. Everything's fine, but he just had to. He is on site here tonight, and so that can happen. But we actually had him on for the much of the first half here. And one of the things is checking our scores here, trying to check some scores here. I'm just seeing what we have here. Here we go. Marblehead leading Beverly. And I think, yeah, this would be the boys. Marblehead leading Beverly, 39-14 at the half. All right, so Marblehead is broken out on top of that game. We did have another score here for those folks listening tonight. Salem. Peabody is trailing at the half. I'm sorry. Salem is trailing at the half in Peabody in girls basketball, 19-13. So there's a score there. So, again, the Peabody girls leading. The Salem boys are leading here, as I just mentioned, 29-23 at the half here in our broadcast game. All right, so there we are. A couple of other scores. We don't have any. Of course, we don't have any finals yet. It looked to me as if I'm not sure if we had Wakefield boys winning over Melrose. If that was the case, I think that's just Wakefield's second win, but don't hold me to that score because we have to double-check that one coming in. And here is one more. Boys varsity basketball. Triton is leading Rockport in the third quarter, 37-26. Cape Ann League game started 6:30. They're 30 minutes ahead of the Northeastern Conference game. And Lynn English is leading up at Gloucester 21-20 at the Fieldhouse in Gloucester. And that would be a boys game. So that's a tight game. And we were talking earlier that it was Gloucester that knocked off Salem, giving them one of their losses this year. So Scott is back with us. Scott, I got a score. It's a one-point game up in with Lynn English and Gloucester. So there you go. So we were just talking about Gloucester a few minutes ago here. I think it's English leading by the 1 point here. Yeah, English is leading 21-20, half court. There we go. So,
And I have the Marblehead score. I have a Marblehead score here. And
that's a big lead,
yeah,
right?
39-14, yeah. Marblehead at the half.
Yeah, I got that one, yeah.
But they did. He did say in here that Beverly's a second half team. So
that's right. They did
half,
have. They did that. Yep. They did that the other day. Yep. You're right. That was against Gloucester, as a matter of fact. So in a way, I mean, take nothing. I mean, that would have been a good comeback to pull it off against the Gloucester team the way things look this year. Well, Scott, we've got a couple minutes here. We'll take a break before the second half. But we were talking earlier. No coaching vacancies right now for Salem. Fingers crossed here for you here.
Yeah, and no. I tell you. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think the coaching piece and the consistency of that, those coaches and the kids getting used to a certain system is huge. And to have that, you know, we haven't had much coaching turnover, which is great. You know, our coaches enjoy coaching in Salem. They enjoy the Salem kids. And I think that you know, hopefully breeds success in the consistency piece, you know. So we're happy with that. You know, I know Mr. Andromo, Dave, our principal's happy with that too, as you know Dave very well. So
yeah. Now tell me, is there any other news with the conference, with the Greater Boston League merger? Any news? I wouldn't think there is necessarily, but is that, I mean, in other words, I kind of thought this was in my head, and obviously I'm wrong, that some of the basketball games might be integrated in this year, but that's not till springtime apparently.
That was 100%. That was a talk in some of the 80s meetings. See if we can integrate, but they are fully in the spring.
Yeah.
So you'll see baseball, softball, the tennises, tracks are all going to be.
Okay, so they're all in.
They're all
in.
Yeah, and then we're working on the fall schedules now.
Yeah.
And soon as those are done, we'll start working on winter schedules for next year, and we'll go from there.
Now, how will football look next year? I'm sure you're very much involved
sure,
with the football
piece.
How does that look divisional-wise?
So, you know, it's funny because we have the 15 schools now ever going independent for at least 4 years, I believe, before they have a shot. So, you know, it's funny. We're kind of talking now about do we split 5-5-5 and have a north, central, and south? Or do we go 8-7? Either way, somewhere in there, a team's going to have a bye week 7, and that's always tough to fill. So we're looking at the best possible way now to fill our schedules the most competitive way we can, and still keep the integrity of a league.
What's with the new playoff system, though? The leagues don't matter as much, right? I mean, when you said 5-5-5, I said, yeah, that sounds good, but 8-7 would work too in a way.
It would, without question. And the thing with the 5-5-5 is it allows you to go out and play other teams and get more points because it's a point system now. So you talk about making the playoffs and getting your highest seed in the playoffs. It's all about points and how many points you can bring in, you know, and your maximum amount of points that you can get is higher when you have a 5-team league than it is if you have an 8-team league.
Really?
Because you're kind of locked into playing those teams. So it does. In some way, it takes the integrity of the league out of it at points. You know.
That's crazy. That's beyond me. It's too far from me. Yeah.
It's kind of where we're at now with what we voted in as an association in the playoffs. So.
Yeah. Remember back years ago the old point system. You know where. Where in Division II you'd have one team, and that wouldn't necessarily have to be a Northeastern Conference team with one, when you had one division, one league, and you wouldn't necessarily go to the Super Bowl.
Without question.
Which was horrible.
Yep, there's teams that go 10-0 and may not make it to the Super Bowl, or
9-1.
So, and this is given, and I get it. It gives more teams an opportunity to be that bracket buster and 8 beating a 1 seed and so on and so forth. So.
Yeah. It still seems to me, though, that I would love to see. I kind of like to even, I just like the league title meaning something. And if that were the case, a 5-5-5 would be neat because then 3 teams would go to the playoffs. But now more than 3 teams will go to the playoffs. Anyways, I get that. That's
correct.
Fine. But it's too bad that you collect points. I understand why you have to do it, I guess, out of league things. You collect points because a win isn't equal to another win.
Correct.
I get that. Yeah.
Right, and then it becomes your seeding and your home field advantage and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you guys figure that out.
Yeah, right. Good luck, I know. It's been interesting. Let's say that.
I can imagine it's been interesting.
Yeah.
Has it been really interesting?
I mean, it's been very interesting.
Okay.
So.
And I imagine there's a lot of opinion. I mean, who doesn't have an opinion on this stuff, too, right?
The tough part is not everybody's going to be happy depending on where you go. And it's just not going to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we're back underway here. Second half, 29-23 was our halftime score. Salem leading. Peabody starts with the basketball here in the second half. And I think the shot clock did not work here, did not trigger down here to get underway, so they stopped it. 5 seconds gone by in the game. 1 second on the shot clock. Well, that's possible. I mean, maybe no one had possession. No, it was not possible to start the second half that way. So they'll fix that. Well, you know, so this, so the football's up in the air, but soccer, I would imagine, that will take care of itself, right? I mean, soccer, you know, the integrating.
Yeah.
So will soccer be, is that still a two-division thing? Or
still two divisions, yep.
Yeah, okay.
So you have, you know, eight teams in each division, and it's a much cleaner schedule, you know?
Yeah. You're right there. Peabody jump shot, no good, tipped up and in by Ungawa, and the Tanners get the first points of the second half. And now trail by four, 29-25 here in the third quarter. Salem basketball with it outside. Anthony Pena on the right. Two-hand pass off to LeBron, left side. Drive, a take on the rim. No. Estrella skies for the rebound. On the dribble up court. Now he's a, what you call a long player. You know,
no question, yeah, that's for sure.
And he's quick, and he kicks a pass out in the left corner for the Tanners. A three is good by Chris Canella. 1 point game, 29-28.
Does that have a height on Estrella? Was it say 6'2"?
Yeah.
Wow. I would have thought he was a little bit taller than that, but he plays like he's 6'5", 6'6",
yeah, really.
I'll tell you that.
Salem's Vlon outside exchanging with Pena. A take, a pull-up jumper. He got
shot,
it.
Yep.
Pretty shot. Anthony Pena. Little pull-up jump shot. And a little fadeaway as well. I got to like that. 31-28. Salem, 6:30 to go, third quarter. I'm Bill Newell along with Scott Connolly, the athletic director, former football coach here at Salem High School, here on MSO News Sports. Tanners with it left side. Estrella with D'Amato. Back to Estrella. A three left wing. No. Offensive rebound. Canella battling. Loose ball on the floor. Ogawa with it. Scrambling, and he's tied up.
Travel.
Really?
Close turned over there, so I don't
know. Yeah, he rolled over. But, you know, there's a call that I have not, they're not calling that a travel this year. I've seen it a few times. The player gets the ball rolling over,
getting over.
Timeout is called. Maybe that's what Tom Doyle is questioning as well, head coach at Salem High. 6:11 to play in the third quarter, Salem by three. Pena working in backcourt along with Ethan Espinal. Pena gets the return tap from Espinal. Up court, over midcourt on the left. With Nate LeBron. LeBron comes to the top of the circle off on the right. Vlon, a three.
Boom.
Got it. 34-28. Salem leading by the 6 points. 5:45 to go, third quarter. This is Estrella on the dribble outside to D'Amato. Back to Estrella up top. Take, pull-up jump shot. No, on the rim. Out of bounds. It'll be a Peabody ball. Salem players thinking that Moise Arizari might have tipped going up over behind over the top. Oh, yeah, they do give it to Salem now.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. To give to Arizari's credit, he went way up. He was on the backside of the rebounders, tipped it. Didn't foul, but it looked like he might have tipped it out over out of bounds, and that's how they're calling it. And now he's hurt his forehead a little bit.
A little cut on his above his eye.
Well, we get a good check if there's any injuries in this location.
Right,
Scott.
Next
you
to
know,
the
we're
trainer.
Right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We can't complain about that. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Salem basketball, a three from the left corner. No. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Estrella. Who else? Up court, a little spin, a pull up.
Wow.
Got it. Oh, man. Junior Estrella. Those are his first points of the second half. Pulls Peabody to within four, trailing 34-30, 5:12 to go, quarter three. Salem Peabody boys basketball here tonight. Pull up three, jumper, Pena, no. Rebound to the end line, saved by the Witches, but picked up by D'Amato of Peabody. Weaves right, back left, back to the right, right wing. Looking to the middle to Estrella, hauls in a pass, pull up jump shot, Estrella got it. You know, when you have a guy like this, you wonder if you got like a situation. You just can't let this guy get real hot, right?
You can't, no. You got to try to shut him off or do what you can do. Although his rebounding and like he's jumping, so it's almost like you got to box him out. I don't know what you do, but you're right. You gotta make sure he doesn't get going.
You have one of those Wilkins-Bird kind of matchups years
exactly.
ago. Here's a Witches pull up three. Vlon from straight on. No rebound. Battle for it. Salem working it on the end line. They'll keep it. Offensive battle down on those end lines. The Peabody player and a Salem player, and Salem wins it. 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go. Third quarter, 34-32, two-point game. Salem in the lead. They have the basketball. On the inbounds, Pena from the right corner has it on the wing. Pull-up jump shot. Got it.
Shot
to two.
He's going to have 15 tonight. I mean, is he?
Yeah.
He's up there in points. He's playing well.
Blonde, rather Matt D'Amato up top. Two-hand pass off on the left side. Off for Estrella, has ball knocked away. Estrella says he wants a foul, but he's not going to get it. Salem's got the basketball. Ethan Espinal off for LeBron. Shot goes out of bounds, and a deflection, and it'll be a Peabody ball. Peabody basketball. Chris Cannella with it up to midcourt. Off for Jake Doherty. Off for Estrella. Foul line. Kicks it out in the left corner. A three attempt is good. Drained by Jake Doherty. 36-35. Peabody trails one. Well, we thought this would be a close basketball game, and then Salem broke out to the big lead in the first half. Here's a blocked shot. Rebound Peabody. And a spinning drive by Chris Cannella for two is good. And the Tanners take the lead 37-36. Salem basketball. LeBron. Nate LeBron right side. A three attempt from him. Got it. I didn't see the three call. Did it? Was it a three?
You know what? I didn't either, and I couldn't see his feet behind
30,
the Peabody bench.
37.
There.
No, it's a two.
Two.
Yeah. Thought it might have been a three. Here's a Salem steal. Nate LeBron on the take, and he's got it again. 41-37. No, that was a three because it was 39.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was LeBron with both of those, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He hit the three.
I had just written down the score somewhere else, but that was a three. From 36 to 39. Okay. Pull-up jump shot. Peabody right baseline is good by Matt D'Amato. Let's see if we can find the correct score here. 41-39. Salem is leading Peabody with just under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. There's another Salem three attempt is good by Anthony Pena. 43-39. Irvin off for Estrella. A runner is good. Junior Estrella. 43-41. Pull up jump shot. Salem high. No good by LeBron.
Oh.
But he comes back and steals it. Up to court to Reyes, Raymond Reyes, down in the corner, a three, in and out, a three attempt, offensive board, offensive foul.
Wow.
Calling it on Reyes, I believe.
That was on Reyes, yeah.
Just kind of cleared out. He had two strong hands on the ball, tried to maneuver a little bit, but they say when he moved around, caused an offensive foul. Salem leads three, 44-31 with a minute six to go. We have some substitutions. Onwango going out of the game for Peabody High School. He made a little bit of a difference. Officials are talking it up here for a moment with a minute six to go in the third quarter.
I don't know if I missed
it. The question was whether it was a three.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering what I did here. Usually, Scott, my scorebook, I've done really well this year in the last 2 years. But tonight, it's a mess. I don't know what I'm doing here. I really don't. I don't know what's going on here. I think it's my weird angle here. I think I messed up early, and now I haven't been able to go over and check. But we do have screened out of a couple things here. But yeah, so what?
That's a correct score.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I assume. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's your high school, Scott.
Very true. So that is correct. I'm telling you right now.
No, I know where you're going. I forgot, and I get where you're going. Here's D'Amato with a three for Peabody, and we're tied. Matt D'Amato. 44 all. Under a minute to go. Third quarter. Salem basketball. Up court come the Witches. A drive. LeBron shot blocked. Redirected. Loose ball picked up by Henny Blonde. They set back up. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ethan Espinal outside. Slow starts. Now feeds it off underneath for Gaskins. No.
Yeah.
Rebound. Peabody down court. Right by us here, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a Salem basketball. Seventeen seconds to play. Salem Peabody kind of blew that opportunity with the advantage, turning it over in the offensive end here. Now Salem has it 9 seconds. Outside, left, three attempt. Got it off the glass, Anthony Pena. That's the horn. That's the quarter.
Man, what a shot.
Man.
Pena's got to have about 20 right now, right?
Yeah.
He's probably up there.
You know, I don't feel confident with my numbers here tonight, Scott, I wish you wouldn't ask me that. You know, but all right, so we've gone through three with the scores. Salem 47, Peabody 44. Back with more just ahead.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports from Salem High School. I'm Bill Newell along with the Salem High Athletic Director Scott Connolly. Salem leading 47-44. We're underway here in the fourth quarter.
Whoa.
Peabody basketball. One possession game. A turnover. And a takeaway. Blonde with a drive to the basket for Salem. Noah. Defensive rebound Peabody. And a scramble for the ball. The Tanners lost it. Spinning to the floor was Moise Irizarry. And that's what that defensive pressure will do. Force these kinds of turnovers.
You know, like I said, they're relentless and all over the place. And so I'm saying, if you're a big man, you don't want to put the ball down to the floor. You keep it up high. And
Nate LeBrun, yeah. Here is a take by Vinny Gaskins, and he lays it in. That's his second basket of the night, 49-44, 7:20 to go in the basketball game. Salem up 5, 49-44. Here's Estrella, slides by a defender, hits it off the glass and in for 2 points.
Man, he
Junior
is smooth.
Estrella. Ooh.
Yep, smooth.
Big, quick first step on that take, spinning around a defender. Shot blocked there by Peabody, using a little bit of size there, but the loose ball grabbed by the Witches right back, and now they battle, and Tanner's take it away. Taking it on a pass is D'Amato, a three attempt, no. Out of bounds, off Salem, it'll be a Peabody ball. Three-point game, 6:52 to play.
Yeah, this is going to be right down to the wire.
Inbounds pass Canella up for Doherty. Loose ball lay in by Irizarry. 2 points there. 49-48. Salem still leading by the 1 point. Witches have the basketball, working to the far end of the court. Pulling it out of the corner on the dribble is Nate LeBrun. Back up top to Ethan Espinal. Back to LeBrun, a three, left side, no. Offensive board tipped out of bounds. Skying for it was Henny Vlon. Didn't really have control of the ball, but give him credit. A little guy going underneath trying to battle for those rebounds, and it goes off his fingertips. It'll be a Peabody ball. Tanner's down one with 6:18 to play in the fourth quarter. Canella down in the left corner. D'Amato, pull-up jump shot for two, no. Rebound, Estrella slams it off. LeBrun of Salem, it goes out of bounds. It'll be a Peabody ball. Estrella hasn't taken any time out here, time off here, I don't think.
I haven't seen him come out once.
No.
He
doesn't need to, I don't think. D'Amato takes a feed in the left corner. Two-hand pass off left block. Pull-up jump shot is good.
He's a nice little player, too.
Irizarry, yeah.
Big player. I shouldn't say little player. He's a good one.
That gives the Tanners a one-point lead, 50-49, 5:53 to go. Tight basketball game here tonight as it has turned out. Salem's LeBrun, take to the basket, shot on the rim, no! Defensive rebound. Now Peabody's pulling down some more rebounds here. That was Jake Doherty with the board. Down court, Irizarry shot, no, he's fouled, the follow-up by Estrella. He put it in, but the whistle before, I think we'll have a shooting foul on Salem, so Peabody will go to the line for two shots. And there was Estrella with that follow-up, but it won't count because of the whistle. But Irizarry will go to the line for two shots.
Yeah.
I just mentioning, here's the free throw. The first one is good. Two-point Peabody lead. Saying how Peabody's doing a little better on the boards right now in the last few minutes.
Absolutely, without question, and I think that's the difference right now.
Here is Irizarry's second free throw. It's in the air. It's on the rim, doesn't go. Salem rebound. Nate LeBrun, no, he lost the handle on it. Peabody takes it away. The put up, no. The follow up, loose ball on the floor. Player going up with a shot. We have a foul on the floor before the shot.
Wow.
So it'll be just a Peabody basketball. I don't think we're in the bonus situation at all here. Yeah, because we've had very few fouls.
Correct.
In this basketball game. That was a good call. That was not in the act of shooting. It was a foul before he got the shot off and went up for the shot. Here's Estrella, a take to the basket on a pass from the right corner, and he put it in. Junior Estrella, a monster game here tonight for Peabody High. Gives the Tanners a four-point lead, 53-49. Salem turnover. Good defense there, pressuring a guard. Loose ball is picked up there by Peabody High School's Owanga. And a pull-up jump shot is on the rim, falling off. No, the follow-up, Estrella got it. Wow. Timeout, Salem.
Yep.
55-49. Scott, in this last stretch, say this last 3 minutes for Peabody, we've seen more energy from them than not that they didn't have energy before, but what an effort here by them on both ends of the court.
Yeah, and you can tell just by the way they're crashing the boards now, it's making a huge difference. And you said it right. They're jumping, they're crashing boards, they're boxing out, they're laying it back in, and there's definitely a momentum change right now, without question.
How's the guy next to you here?
Yeah, Mr. Mullaney, our assistant principal here. He's gonna put him on for a little bit. So now, Mr. Mullaney, Joe's a basketball guy, so he can give you a little more insight than the wrestler here. So
yeah.
I'm gonna put him on.
Yeah. He's got the Salem gear on. He's all set here.
Pleasure to join you, Bill.
Hey, Joe. Joe Mullaney, vice principal here at Salem High School.
Well, hopefully we can turn the tide since I showed up about 3 minutes ago. We haven't scored, so let's see if we can break that streak.
I think if I were Coach Doyle and was a little superstitious, I'd want you to leave, Joe. Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, if it means us winning, I'm willing to do that.
But he's not superstitious. All right, so here we go. We've got a six-point Peabody lead. A turnaround here, four minutes, 50 seconds to go in the basketball game, and it is a Salem basketball. Vlon with it up top on the dribble, lost it for a moment, left-hand dribble, switches to the right, exchanging out high with Ethan Espinal. Off on the left for Gaskin, the pull-up jump shot, no, and there's another Peabody rebound right there. Estrella, who skies for the board and dribbles and weaves his way up to midcourt. Two hands over his head. Off there for Matt D'Amato. Peabody now slowing it down a little bit with 4:20 to go in the basketball game. Canella down on the right corner. For Canella now. Off for Estrella. Jump shot, no, but there's a foul. A shooting foul.
And number 15 and number 24 for Peabody have really asserted themselves in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, that would be, 15 is, I'm sorry, is...
Irizarry?
Yeah, Irizarry. And Estrella, who's really having a monster game here tonight for Peabody, is at the free throw line. 6-point lead becomes a 7-point lead. 56-49. Salem makes a switch. Brian Pena coming in. Henry Vlon going out. Estrella's second free throw. 4:15 to play. That's no good. Rebound tipped around. Offensive board. Peabody up. No. Estrella again. And he put it in. Oh, man. But again, there's the rebounding, Joe, that Peabody really wasn't doing in the first half. But now they are rebounding. They're rebounding monsters out there. An outside foul against Peabody.
Well, those extra shots will kill you, Bill. You know that. And Peabody's just really taking it to the witches on the glass right now, especially on the offensive boards.
My next color announcer will be Flynn. Will he be coming in here to take a roll, take
I
a shot at this,
so.
Joe?
There's no one that knows more about basketball than James Flynn. We know that.
I don't know. You think so? There's a Salem three. LeBron, no. Offensive rebound, Salem. Put back off a tough angle, no good. And here's Estrella with it. Rebounding, flying up court, now slowing it down. Flips a pass off for D'Amato.
And Salem really seems to be pressing on the offensive end, looking for that bucket to try to break the ice.
Estrella outside. Off on the left corner. A three is good. Nailing it was Chris Canella. Got a couple of threes here tonight. 61-49. What a change.
This is a 15-0 run right now, Bill.
Salem basketball. Offense is coming tough for him right now. And here's a foul outside with the basketball driving was Nate LeBrun.
And Nate may be the guy that they need to go to down the stretch here to get a bucket or two and to get this offense going.
Well, the Peabody JVs won here tonight, Joe, 45-42. And they were down a lot in the game. And it was a lot tighter, but they came back at the end as well. So, which actually turned out to be a pretty good game. I just caught the end of it here. But I got to give Peabody credit here for what they've been able to do. And I did see Peabody earlier this year. I was telling Scott earlier, Joe, and they're a tough team to defend because when you have those three guys, you know, that can really have quickness, have some size, and if they get in the right spot, things can happen for them. And that really wasn't happening for them in much of this basketball game.
No, and they've shown a willingness to share the basketball, and they're very active, as we just talked about, on the boards. And so that can really do a lot for you in high school basketball.
And again, the handicap Salem has, clearly, they lost so much from last year, but they don't have size. And when you just don't have anybody really even at 6 feet, that's tough.
Yeah, you got to take it back to the basics and make sure you're getting a guy and boxing out. And Salem has failed to do that in the last few minutes. And Peabody's taken advantage of their size and their strength.
Yeah. You know, you look at the lineup that just popped out there for Peabody. Salem is not – every single Peabody player is taller than every Salem player, you know, I think. There may be a couple of ties there. But for the most part, that's what we're looking at right now. And quickness-wise, Peabody doesn't lose a step here. Salem basketball. 2-point shot attempt from the top of the circle, no. And now another three attempt from the right, no. Taken there by Nate LeBrun. Rebound loose on the floor, and Estrella saves it. In backcourt to Doherty. Down in the right corner. Irizarry has a ball tipped away, but it'll be a Peabody ball.
And Coach Doyle's really trying to get the Witches jump started. He's bringing Raymond Reyes and also Isaiah Williamson off the bench during that last time out.
It will be Matt D'Amato to inbound on the sidelines near the right corner. Two hands over his head. Drops it outside for Irizarry. Back for D'Amato on the right wing. Man defense here by Salem. And timeout called by Peabody. Quick alert timeout by Thad Broughton as they might have been losing the basketball on the sidelines.
Yeah, and Salem switched up the defense as they came out in a man-to-man. Seemed to put a little bit more pressure on the Peabody. Seemed a little bit surprised by that. A little trouble with spacing the court. We're forced to call a timeout on a loose ball scramble.
I think that's what Coach Doyle has to do right now, is just what they just did, come out there, pressure that basketball even more intensely. That's something that they did very, very well in that first half as well, as Salem did. They pressured the basketball, forced a lot of turnovers, prevented Peabody from taking the initial shot to begin with in that first half tonight. But again, give Peabody credit, coming back from a big deficit here in the second half to take what is now a big lead, 61-49 with 2:29 to play.
Yeah, and down 12, Salem's going to have to force some turnovers. Peabody looks like they're ready to try to milk the clock with each possession. So Salem's really going to have to be aggressive, look for a steal or two, hopefully something that they get a breakaway layup to try to bring things a little bit closer and get things going. But Peabody will try to burn clock, and they've been pretty successful at the free throw line. So Salem's going to have to hopefully not foul, and Peabody will look to be fouled and head to the line as well.
Now, Peabody lineup, have a little bit of size out there. They've brought out the big guy, Chibugan Owongo, out there, and he is in the lineup. And he is, they list him as only 6'3", but he just looks bigger than 6'3". Peabody basketball on the inbounds. Left wing jump shot is no good. Estrella with a tip up, no. Rebound pulled down aggressively by Raymond Reyes of Salem High School. Into the lineup, Brian Pena. For Salem, drops for LeBrun, Nate LeBrun, Anthony Pena, foul line, pull up, no, pass underneath, nice one for LeBrun as shot is blocked. Right now, Peabody's doing it, they're redirecting shots, they're putting their hands up defensively, down in the paint. Here's Estrella, doubled out near midcourt, gets a pass off, they work it around to a free man way over on the right. Now backcourt, cross court to D'Amato, or Jake Doherty rather, excuse me, no, that was D'Amato. Up top, Canella. Here's Estrella on the take to the basket. 4 seconds on the shot clock, a blocking foul. And Estrella is helped up by two teammates. So now, Joe, a minute 36 to go, 61-49. The score hasn't changed, but the clock gets worse and worse for Salem.
Sure, those last two possessions worked out perfectly for Peabody. Even though Estrella was beat initially on the back door to the basket, he recovered, blocked it, and then they milked 25 seconds off the shot clock before getting fouled, and they get two freebies.
61-49, Estrella at the line, misses. Back into the ball game for Peabody High School, Jake Doherty. Onwango goes out for the Tanners. Estrella for his second free throw, missed that one. Rebound pulled down by Gaskins of Salem. Off for Pena. Cross-court pass left wing. A shot there by Brian Pena. And a foul underneath. Shot missed. 1:27 to go. Peabody foul. Jake Doherty.
Really nice job by Anthony Pena there. Driving into the lane, drawing the defense, and kicking it out for the open look.
Brian Pena back down with a pass to the left corner. A three is good by Anthony Pena.
And that stops about a five-and-a-half-minute drought, Bill.
61-52, 1:15 to go. Peabody, Coach Broughton telling him to pull it out. Now there's a three from the left wing. No offensive board. Estrella pulls it down. Now comes back to the basket. That shot, he didn't get a shot off. It's stripped away by Salem. Brian Pena with the strip and the take to the basket off the rim. No follow-up rebound. Back off to Brian Pena. Hit it. 2 points for Brian Pena. Timeout.
And a little bit different look there from Peabody. They really rushed two shots that they really didn't have to take. They took a deep three, and very, very different than the last possession where they really milked the clock. This time they looked to took the early three, and then they got the rebound, but inside it got knocked around, and Salem was able to gain possession. And yep. So we still have a ball game here.
We really do. With 55 seconds to go, it's a seven-point game, 61-57. So it's really a three-possession game. Yeah, you're right, Joe. I thought Peabody, you know, Estrella pulls it down. Now, here's a guy. He pulls down an offensive rebound out on the wing, actually. Now, he can pull it out and dribble around a little bit and doesn't have to take it back to the basket. I think at the time he might have felt he might have a pathway to the basket and then continued on and did that. But as a result, give Salem credit for meeting him and getting the taking the ball away.
Sure, yeah. You know, when you get that rebound 3 or 4 feet from the hoop, you're thinking about one thing, going right back up with it. So you can understand what he's thinking. Salem, when you can think about what they need to do, they're probably going to have to foul here. So they're probably going to look to go full court, really pressure the basketball, look for a turnover. If not, they're going to have to do a quick foul and hope that Peabody misses free throws. And, of course, Peabody wants to make those.
So Peabody has the length of the court to go. They inbounds on the end line back in the Salem end. And inbounding is Jake Doherty. Does get it inbound. Ball pressured right away. Salem does try to foul, but they don't call the foul. Now they take it away. Here is Anthony Pena. Pull-up jump shot. Three. Got it.
Wow, that is big. That's a big shot right there.
Big three. 61-57. 4-point game. 37 seconds. Reach-in foul on Salem.
Yeah, and that's a good call.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Matt D'Amato had two guys draped all over him. And so, that you know, that's not a bad thing. Salem was looking for the steal. We're still not in the bonus, so we'll do side out.
61-57. 36 seconds to play here. And the inbounds pass comes for Estrella in backcourt. Slides by two defenders. Now comes to a third, and it draws the foul. 61-57. Now, Estrella just missed two free throws. Now, he can do a lot to seal this for Peabody, moving towards sealing it if he can hit free throws. But we'll see what happens.
In the last couple of situations where Peabody has taken free throws, Salem has not done a great job of getting the body on the man and boxing out, and that's something they really want to do here. They cannot afford to give up an offensive rebound to Peabody off a missed free throw.
Estrella at the free throw line for a 1-1 here. A make on the first one, it would be huge. He makes it.
And it looked good all the way, Bill.
Yeah, 62-57. This is huge for Estrella. You know, as a monster game that he has had here tonight, these are very big free throws for him, too. 5-point game, 62-57, 31 seconds to play. Missed the second one. Salem gets the rebound. 30 seconds to go. Which is in backcourt. Pena. Off for Ethan Espinal. Down in the corner. Brian Pena. Cross-court pass taken away by Peabody. They foul. Estrella with it, and he'll go back to the line here. You know, we talked about how Estrella has not taken any time out of tonight's game, but he's fading right here now. He's struggling here. He's played pretty much the whole second half here. Well, I guess he's got no other choice right now.
No, and he's doing just about everything for Peabody at this point. I mean, he is bringing the ball up the floor. He is rebounding, knocking down free throws.
Yeah, you're right. So Estrella at the line. Free throw is good.
And this is a big free throw here. If he hits this, Salem's really in a tough spot. And this one may seal the deal for Peabody.
63-57. We'd make it a three-possession game if he hits this. And he hits it off the rim. It doesn't go. 63-57. Salem rebound. Up court quickly. The Witches. Anthony Pena pulling it back off on the left wing. Williamson shot doesn't go. Peabody rebound. Up court. Tanners now will hold it out and run the clock out. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. That's it. 63-57. Peabody comes into Salem and wins here tonight, knocking off the Witches.
And that's a real good win for Peabody. Any win on the road is big. And it was a well-played game, a hard-fought game, and Peabody walks out with the win.
Yeah, I think that might be 4 straight wins for them. So, a big win for them. All right. Joe, great seeing you here tonight. Anything new at the high school?
No, we're rolling up here. The Witches are rolling. A good bunch of kids, and we're doing good stuff. The kids are great. And our boys' Witches will be back the next game. We'll be playing just as hard.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Joe, good seeing you.
Nice seeing you too, Bill.
All right. So what we'll do here is we'll have more on our website just a little bit later on tonight on this game, 63-57, with some totals and stuff. But we'll do the quick wrap here, remind you of our final score. It's Salem. It's Peabody 63, Salem 57. And we will have more on our website on this game just a little bit later on this evening here on MSONewsSports.com. I'll get it.